So the blacksmith shop was built in 1836, and it was the largest blacksmith shop in America at the time. That speaks to the industrial need of the Howell Ironworks at the time, because a blacksmith is basically a mechanic. So the more car doors at a mechanic shop, the busier they are. So with four forges, there could be between 12 and 20 people working in this building from sunrise to sunset, 6 days a week. So Allaire, as a factory town, was very, very busy. A forge, in essence, is a place where we work. It can also be a catch-all term for the building. So a forge includes a fire pot where the fire sits, the bellows, which supplies air, and the chimney. Today, we're burning coal in the fire. Historically, it would have been charcoal. The blacksmiths here would have been all different ages, ranging from young men and sometimes women were also blacksmiths, around the ages of 7 to 12, all the way up to adults. The younger ones would be what were called apprentices, and they'd be learning their trade. So if they started around the age of 7, they'd be an apprentice for 12 years, so until they were 19. So in essence, it's like going to college. So during that time, they would learn everything they needed to know to be a blacksmith. And while it wasn't one of the most lucrative trades, it generally came with a lot of respect. So a blacksmith was seen as someone everyone interacted with, a social equalizer. So they interacted with wealthy businessmen like Mr. Allaire, all the way down to the country farmer. A lot of times blacksmiths were literate, so people who couldn't read would bring them their mail or the newspaper to have it read. Blacksmiths were also called on to judge horse races and prize fights, and things like that. So while they did make a pretty good living, about 50 cents to a dollar a day, they weren't the wealthiest workers, but they probably had some of the best respect in the village. Today, we use this building to make all of the tools and equipment for the rest of the village. So as you're walking around, anything you see that's made out of iron was reproduced in this shop. So all the tools the hearth cooks demonstrate with, the items in the general store for sale, and any of the tools that are in our own shop, we can make ourselves. All of the iron that was produced here on site would have been the same iron that was used here in the blacksmith shop. So it would come from the local bog ore and would be melted down in the blast furnace, and then would have to go through a refining process in order to become wrought iron and steel that we could use here. It would then be worked down in shape, usually in what's called a striking team, so that's two people or more working together, both of them using hammers. You might see that today if you come in the shop. A lot of times that was to get the metal down to a raw material, basically an easier shape to work. It's much easier to work a small square than it is a big blob. We might have also had something called a helve hammer, which is a very heavy hammer, usually about 400 to 500 pounds, that would have helped us work this down. For safety reasons, we didn't reconstruct it in the building, but hopefully someday we might be able to. So step on inside and feel free to talk to the interpreters, and we hope you'll learn something new.